Hello.
Hey.
This is We're All Friends Here, the podcast.
All right, good to be back.
I'm Matt Ruby.
Mark Normand here.
Congratulations on your ECNY Emerging Comic nomination.
Come on, what are we doing?
This guy's blowing up.
All right,
he's big time. He's big time. No, but congrats. That's a cool thing. I agree. Well deserved.
Thank you.
People who are listening, you can go vote at what's the website?
ECNYAwards.com.
Go ahead, put Mark Normand's name down. He's emerging.
All right, vote for other people too.
Like a penis from a transvestite whose shirt or skirt is too short.
There you go.
Is that emerging? What, you got a better emerging analogy there?
She's going erect. I don't know. Maybe a, an Incan temple in a bad time travel movie.
That's emerging too, I guess. I don't know. Both of those are terrible. I don't know which one was worse, but what does it make you do? It
makes you surprised you're nominated.
So we're going to start with the intro clip from how we started the last show, which we were talking about how there's a lot of pressure at this show to open up because we asked people some pretty personal stuff.
Good point.
And so, like it's almost like a pissing contest for who can reveal the most personal thing about themselves, which is an odd sort of thing to...
And now we kind of
preside over.
We felt bad for the guests maybe and flipped it on us.
Yeah, so
and
we were both like we gotta reveal something,
right?
You know that we've never kind of spoken about publicly before. So I think we're gonna play my version of it, which was an experience that I had day of my mom's funeral.
Oh yeah,
when I was accused of being a pedophile.
Well, don't give away too much, but this is it.
The two go hand in hand. Let's just get into it. This is from the intro to the last We're All Friends Here.
Oh yeah, you're gonna love it.
So my mom passed away. She lived out on the north coast of California. Went out there. Funeral was going to be like 2 o'clock that day. I decided I'm going to go for a walk, kind of get my head together, get my game face on. Had borrowed a friend's video camera that I brought with me. So go for a walk with the video camera. I'm shooting like some flowers. Again, I'm like a creative guy, all right? Fuck you. So I'm shooting flowers. I'm shooting like the lighthouse at the dock. There's a beach there, I get on the beach, I'm like shooting like footprints in the sand and the ocean, and there's these kids playing in the ocean, and one of them has a wheelbarrow. I'm like, oh, this would be a good artsy shot. I'll like, you know, shoot the wheelbarrow, you know, as the kid is going back and forth. And then one of the parents comes over and says, we're not comfortable with you filming our children.
Oh, jeez.
So it never even occurred to me. And so I'm like, oh, okay. And I, you know, I walk about 300 yards down, and then I just start shooting like some motion. I'm like 300 yards away, and another one of the parents comes over and says, you have any warrants out on you?
Holy shit.
And I'm like, what? He's like, we told you to stop shooting our kids. I'm like, I'm 300 yards away with like a little camcorder. I'm not. And he's like, if I see you come over there again, I'm going to call my buddies at the department. So then I hang out for like, you know, I kind of bite my tongue. I figure it's not a good idea to like mouth off to a cop who thinks you're a pedophile. And so then I just, after about 20 minutes or so, I went to leave, to get going, to go to my mom's funeral. And there's a squad car at the entrance to the beach, and they're waiting for me. And there's an uniformed cop there, wants to see my driver's license. If you ever want to not seem like a pedophile, New York State driver's license, not helping you. If you're, it's like they saw that I was from New York City, and it was as if, like there's a picture of me actually fucking a boy on my license. It was kind of the way they react. Like that's the New York State hologram, how we check, you know, just we love fucking kids here. So he asked me if there are any warrants out for me, runs my name. The other guy who like kind of reported me had went to drive off with his family, and as he's driving away, I gave him one of these.
Oh.
And he gave me one of this.
Oh, you're a pedophile.
Yeah, I should have known. So the guy ran the plate. He's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, I'm here for my mom's funeral. And he's like, "Why? What are you shooting these kids for? I'm like, oh, I was shooting these flowers. I was shooting the ocean. And, you know, it wasn't anything. I wound up in the position of trying to explain art to like a 60-year-old police officer in like this redneck area, and which I think would be a good game show, actually. Like, fuck, Deal or No Deal. Just, like, try and convince, like, a 60-year-old hillbilly cop why art exists. You know? Just, like, get Jeff Foxworthy to host it or something. And, And so then he knows who my mom is and what happened. Like, it's a small town, so he's like, all right, you know, just don't do it again. You know, lets me go. And then, you know, I'm at the funeral, you know, a couple hours later, and I start bawling. And I'm just, like, so pissed off. Because I didn't get to fuck that kid, and he had a great ass. He had a great...
And we're back.
Oh, boy.
So that was me, and you pointed out something about that story, which was interesting, which is, like, I revealed something that I'd never talked about with myself, yeah. But it was also something, I was, like, accused of something I didn't do.
That's true.
So that's kind of easy to reveal,
right,
which I think is a good point,
right.
Although I'd never talked about it before, so.
Well, you got it out.
But
still, I think you got off easy.
Yeah, I gotta think of some more incriminating stuff to reveal.
I'm waiting to hear about how you jerk up to your sister. That's what I'm waiting for.
Well, we've talked about that before, though, so.
Oh, jeez.
No, you've never seen her. She was hot.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, wow.
Well, I was 16, she was 4. What are you going to do, you know? Who can resist these things?
Well, she's the role model in a weird way.
The role model for what?
For women in your eye.
My sister is?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're not getting around to seeing women coming out of the shower that often, so.
No, she was all there was.
Exactly. Plus, you're around before our internet was...
You know. I was around before the radio.
You were laying railroad spikes before radio came
out. I used to be Chinese, actually, which is incredible.
I thought you had a taste for the spice.
So we're going to talk to Sean Donnelly next.
Oh, yeah. Funny guy.
Funny guy. Hosts a great weekly show at Ochi's Lounge called The Little Shawnee Show, produced by the Don't Touch Me There guys. Put on great shows in New York.
Yeah. Every Saturday night, 7 o'clock.
And Don't Touch Me There is once a month, I think, at Karma now. So Google that stuff. We said to Sean, we talked to a few things about it. He's a fan of the Latina ladies.
Yowza. You're not lying there.
Totally telling the truth. And a fan of crackheads as well, we found out.
We'll find out about that in the segment.
Yeah, okay. I got to ask about this. This is just funny and kind of sweet. One time, while at a black strip club...
Well, you need to start there.
Okay, yeah. That's a good point.
Our sources tell us you're a fan.
Oh, right.
You know, it's almost like... This is the racist hat. If there was an opposite of the racist hat,
yeah,
racially tolerant hat.
Oh, look at that!
That you would.
Where's that hat?
It doesn't exist. that you are very open to the ladies that are both black and Puerto Rican.
Yes, I'm a huge fan of the Puerto Rican ladies.
Oh, but not the black ladies.
I used to be a bigger fan of black women.
Oh, you're evolving.
I'm going. Yeah, right. I went from black. I'm just going in a shade lighter every year.
So you're going to be down to Irish.
Yeah. I'm going to be fucking albinos in 10 years. Yeah.
What do you like about the Puerto Rican ladies?
They're very spicy. Very spicy.
Caliente. Like you.
Yeah. And if you've ever, I don't know if you've ever, any of you ever fucked a Puerto Rican.
Anybody
fucked a Puerto Rican?
Back there in the back?
They're a lot of fun to have sex with.
Is that true? Confirmation?
They're very vocal.
And you know what? Good point. That's another reason, though.
Do you have a message or something?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. She's actually my girlfriend. That was my girlfriend on the island.
Is she Puerto Rican?
No, she's not, but...
That's gonna kill you.
Her last name... It does kill me. And I think when I hear how much of a scumbag I am, her last name's Matero, and I thought she was part Spanish.
That's what bait and switch, huh?
Yeah, but she's just a boring Italian chick from New Hampshire. No, I'm kidding. She's awesome.
So wait. Is she here?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Pasty cunt. All right, come on, people. So same place. We're all friends here. I like your girlfriend. She's a nice whitey. For a cut, she's very nice.
Puerto Rican, did you know you liked them before you had sex with one, or was it after that changed you?
That's a good question. I
I guess, yeah, before, yeah, because I would, you know, whatever you like, you go to the porno.
Right.
I would go to Puerto Rican porno.
For example,
oh, yeah, we got something
like Juan's Hot Latin Pussy Adventures 31. Would that be a DVD that rings a bell?
Yeah, I think I purchased that DVD about 6 years ago. Yeah,
we got the credit card slip right there. yeah, okay, so, one time, while at a black strip club.
Back in those days.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the black days, right.
I was getting a lap dance from someone I thought I recognized. Suddenly it dawned on me while she was putting her pussy in my face that we were in the same film class at Hunter College.
What serendipity. Was that movie about that?
It was actually pretty funny. Yeah, I didn't know her. And what happened was she was dancing in front of me with her pussy in my face. And then whenever I go to strip clubs, I get really shy. And she was like, "You're cute. You look like a cute one, like a kid I went to college with." And I'm like, "Where
did you know it before she said that?" You know?
No, I had no idea. Because I was like, because black chicks, they change their hairdos a lot, and it made
there we go.
Wow, it looks so good on him.
Look at that!
Did anyone bring fish sticks? Fish sticks?
Right. A fine vessel! There be no black chicks! She changed her hairdo from... Can I borrow this? I hadn't seen her. Like, it was actually Manhattan College. It was like 10 years prior. And what happened was, so she's literally dancing, and while she danced, she goes, "You look like a kid who went to college with." Like, that's what she said it. And I go, "What college did you go to?" And she goes, "Manhattan College." And I go, "I went to Manhattan College for a year." And she literally stopped in her tracks. Hold on, everybody watch this. She stopped in her tracks.
Are you going to do a lap dance for us?
Yeah, I'm going to dance for you. She looks inside her tracks. She goes, "Get the fuck out of here." Like, stopped and then danced. And then we ended up talking for like 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And I realized I got gypped because it was like midway through the song, and I paid for a lap dance just to catch up with an old friend from college.
That's the worst. You got ripped.
Yeah, right. But yeah, that's right. The pussy was in my face. That's right.
Well, I mean, there is another stripper story that we heard about while we're on the
show. Listen, there's no holds barred.
Back when you took a trip out to L.A., at one point.
Yeah.
You're in the Hollywood neighborhood.
Yeah.
Seedy neighborhood, from what I hear. Very seedy neighborhood.
Very seedy neighborhood. You can blame Pat Stengel for that. He made the travel arrangements.
Figures.
What are you eating?
It's good. Keep your energy up. It's good.
And yeah, so there's a couple strippers, and you wound up doing crowd work with them? Is that what happened? I mean, I know you love your crowd work, but... We all need boundaries, don't we?
In all fairness, I was in the room where our big idea was to have a stripper party in L.A. We went there.
An idea that's never been tried before.
Right. And so what happened was they booked the strippers, and we got there, and it was basically a bunch of nerds in a room with two hot naked chicks. And yeah, I probably ended up working the room a little bit.
Did you like make fun of them?
I think I goofed on the one of them. One of them got really pissed. And boy, she wouldn't give me a lap dance or anything. She wanted nothing to do with me because I made fun of her too much.
It says here you killed.
I did really well in the overall. They liked it, but the one got pissed after a while. Right, Pat? She got pissed?
Now, is this like a hotel room and the strippers are coming there?
It was like this shitty hotel room off of like Hollywood Boulevard.
That always creeps me out, the strippers coming
it was really awkward. And it was like two kids weren't even into it. They were just kind of there.
From what I've heard, it's usually like, then it devolves into like just pussy stunts. You know, because they have to entertain you for a while.
Yeah, with normal
lifesavers are being spit out of places and picking up bills.
But that didn't happen. Basically, all we did, like, we paid these girls about $400 to talk to them for about 20 minutes. Really an hour. Yeah, that's basically because we were like, nobody wanted to make that first move to be like, do this with your pussy.
So that's the second time you got fucked.
Fucked by a stripper, right, exactly.
Jeez, you're too nice.
I'm a nice guy. I'm a very nice guy.
Put that hat on now. You look like you're just a dad. yeah, take that off.
I'll take it later.
Before you say something. That's interesting to me that you like the blacks and Portuguese. I've always thought you were quite racist.
I'm a fat white guy.
What now? how about the Black Ladies? Was there what drove that you into the booty, or was there something in particular?
It was just like any kind of, you know, maybe it was something. I just thought it was, you know, I like anything that doesn't look like me.
So you hate yourself.
Very honest answer. I like
that's pretty good.
I don't understand it when you have people that look like each other when they're dating, you know, or people that fuck people that look like them.
Sort of mix it up.
Yeah, mix it up.
See, I find Black women attractive. I just worry that. Just worry in the morning. What the hell would you talk about? I don't know
maybe Obama.
Yeah, I guess Obama. That's what we have.
You can talk to Black people, Mark.
Why? I worry I wouldn't know about all the hip things.
Yeah. Oh. So just Beyonce's a safe bet. Just
Beyonce's good. Yeah, she's not bad.
I thought you went to a Black high school.
I went to a Black high school and I was good.
You did talk to men when they were.
Yeah, I really went to the homies.
Yeah.
I don't have anything against them.
Sure. Were you hip with the lingo back then?
Oh yeah, back then. Fly, fresh, I was big with that. Yeah.
Did you dance?
Who are you, Will Smith?
Play house party?
Nah, I didn't dance, but you know. You ever dated a Nubian?
Nubian? Straight from Africa?
That's going to your head. No, I have not. I haven't done it. No, I haven't. All right.
Would you?
I'm open-minded, yeah.
What about a Puerto Rican?
Ah.
Yeah, sure. All right.
Puerto Rican.
What are you going to dismiss the whole ethnic group? That seems a little ridiculous.
Well, everybody was saying how great Puerto Ricans are in bed. That seems terrifying.
Yeah. That would be a lot of pressure. Like you,
oh, yeah.
Even just like, you know, if you went out dancing.
Jesus.
Imagine, my God. You just feel like...
That would be intimidating to dance. I've never danced with a Puerto Rican, but I've only fucked them, but they... I would be too scared to dance with a Spanish or whatever. Right? That's when you would get your confidence just to diminish.
And what about meeting their other friends? They would shit all over you.
Yeah, they did. One girl that I hung out with, her friends made fun of me and stuff like that. You know, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
This guy that made fun of.
Okay. Dicks.
Bunch of dicks.
This is why I don't leave white neighborhoods.
Sean Donnelly, everyone.
Woo! Love that guy.
Fucking, he knows how to mix it up.
Oh,
likes
yeah.
to get spicy.
Who knew he was so open? Mm.
So now we're taping this at Three of Cups. What's the etiquette on this? If you're waiting in line for the bathroom,
yeah.
Men's room occupied,
uh-huh.
Ladies room open, one staller.
That's
can you just go into the ladies' room? I think you know what I think it is. Well, go ahead. What do you think?
Well, I say take the ladies. You know, if you're gonna do it, be cordial. Put the seat up. Take a wee wee, and then put the seat back down.
You're taking on a responsibility.
Yeah,
you're gonna say I'm gonna use the ladies' room, but I'm not gonna piss on the seat.
It's
an implicit contract. When you're in the men's room, you piss.
Yeah, go nuts.
Where don't you piss?
Yeah, shit on the
seat. Well, here's the guy. Like, what was your take on it? Were you hesitant to go into the ladies' room or? How did it feel for you?
I have to admit I was, only because it's marked women's room. Normally,
right,
there's a big
right.
W.
Yeah,
right.
So, but, you know.
But what are you going to do? What if there's a guy in the men's room who's like,
God knows what?
You
I got know? In there, You're it's gonna... a mess in there, you know?
Oh, you
in
lost
In the women's?
In the women's room.
Really?
And I think that's one of those things, like, you kind of always anticipate the ladies' room to be quite nicer.
Yeah.
Like I imagine, like a banquette
sort of thing.
And,
not so much. There's like paper towels everywhere. So I didn't feel so bad once I got inside. I was like, you know, there's a couple guys that have been here before.
I think that's a metaphor for relationships. Once you find out what a woman's really like, you hate her. Am I wrong there?
I think that's just you.
Oh, geez. All right.
Well, but we do have this image as guys like that these women leave like this fantasy life of cleanliness.
Right.
Which I don't know if it's completely true. I think women, you know. Kitchens and bathrooms a little bit better than guys. A little bit.
Yeah, I'll give you
but
that.
But I've seen some bedrooms that are just heinous. Just like something blew up in there.
Yeah.
And like, you know, guys, we're like, at least we keep the clothes in a pile or something.
And even though women, you know, have these ways of the bedroom, at least men are open about it from the beginning. You know what I'm saying?
We're not fantasizing, pretending.
Know, we show you the shit in our underwear from day one. You know, we see the shit on the female underwear maybe in year two. that makes any sense, you know.
Well,
it's out there. They're just pretty good at hiding.
Yeah, yeah.
Our eggs are all out there.
They do shit, right? They do it.
Yeah, they shit rarely, but yeah, if they do shit, it's covered in blood.
That's not true.
All right.
Only once a month. Only once a month is there shit covered in blood.
And now, as we speak, the men's room is locked, so he goes into the women's room.
Yeah, I think he just went into the women's room.
And walked in on a woman.
To tell them... to speak to all women that they make him sick.
I'm appalled.
I don't think all women are actually inside that restroom.
No, you got a point there.
But your words will reverberate throughout those walls for generations to come.
Well, you know what they say, like the cocky guy is really insecure, the strong guy is really weak, and the woman is really a slob.
So she's just putting on the show of
exactly.
cleanliness.
Yeah, yeah.
Take it easy, man. Well bathrooms. Well bathrooms.
Yeah, well said. Well said.
Yeah, yeah, good luck. Good luck to you. Can you believe that guy went in the ladies' room?
Yowza.
God.
He can't get good help these days.
I tell ya, yeah, man.
Makes me sick.
He doesn't even work here yet.
Oh, he will be.
He's going to be cleaning that bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't take those big earrings out of his ear. What is with that? What is with the... Is he an Aborigine? What's with the huge holes in the ears? Just... All right, you got them pierced. Great. Do you need, like, fucking diameter to it? Do you
I'm
need...
I'm surprised the guy in a band isn't all for that. I'm surprised you're not going for that.
For, like, an Aboriginal, like, neck bone sort of bullshit thing?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it's stylish or
I don't
whatnot.
Need to actually see through your ear. I don't need a fucking...
But you think an earring is okay?
No, I think that's stupid, too, but
I
at least
agree.
Be subtle about it. You know, you don't have to hit me over the head with the fact that you... Like, are not an Aborigine, but, like, the same jewelry.
Right. Okay, I see. Okay. What about a tattoo? You against that?
I think it's kind of silly. Like, what's the... I guess if it's something you really care about, are you going to want to look at it in 50 fucking years? Are you going to still be as into... Like, I know a guy's got a Guns N' Roses tattoo, and he's just like, oh, I'm sorry, man. Like, you know, and I love Guns N' Roses, but still. Like,
still.
Now you got Chinese Democracy as, like, your cross to bear. Like, good luck with that.
I can never do that. That's a
Buckethead is on your resume at this point. A guy who plays guitar with a Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket on his head is the thing that you have a tattoo
is
of.
Is this the men's room line? I just have to go urinate.
Go in the women's.
Is this like a live broadcast? How did you hear that downstairs? Is word getting out?
I'll go pee in the sink. Thank you, guys.
Make sure you use the ladies.
I think guys who get those Guns N' Roses tattoos, because I know a guy who has one of those too, he knows deep down. He knows that he fucked up. Deep down.
Oh, obviously. But
he knows.
I think even... You think he hides it? I mean, I think everyone knows. Is it a secret? Like,
but why do it? I mean,
does anyone go, oh, yeah, patience, bro. Yeah. Like, is that ever a reaction that you get? I think it's always like, a shrug. Like people see a Guns N' Roses tattoo, they're like, it'll be all right. It's going to be fun. It's not that bad. Appetite was a good record. You know, you'll get that, you know, but.
You see, I never got that comfort when I got this Weather Girls tattoo.
Well, it's raining men every day.
Axl Rose doesn't have a Guns N' Roses tattoo.
He
loves himself.
Yeah, we have a guest star. Who's our guest star?
That was Jason Sines, everybody.
Just popping in. Look at we're doing a fucking show.
Well, when you
in line
to
the bathroom. This should be
by the bathroom. You got the best.
We could just do a line for the bathroom show. Maybe we should move on.
Yeah.
And get to the
Katina,
next guest.
Katina, Jesus. Oh,
man,
fuck.
That's our comedy is fucking. Slapstick. You break shit. People are throwing plates on the floor. It's like a Greek wedding in here.
Well, they love Katina.
Who doesn't? And what did we talk to Katina about?
Oh boy, she had a neighbor across the way who she could see in their apartment, and she saw some pretty fun things that way. And also talked about a ex-boyfriend who committed suicide. So you're in for a treat.
Let's get to it.
Oh yeah.
Very interesting spring break.
Oh,
experience you had.
That's always fun.
Where you hooked up with someone. Well, there was another person in the room. Because, you want to tell them why?
Okay, so it was spring break, and you know, you get like crazy, woo, you know, maybe you have a couple drinks.
And this was like 6 months ago, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. So I met this really nice gentleman, and we were talking and everything, and he was like, do you want to go back to my hotel room, which... was before Natalie Holloway, so it's totally safe. So, and you seem fine enough, and I don't have cell phones. I know, which is so weird, because now I'm like, cardigan, you know, but back then I was like, whoa, let's go. And so we were kissing, like nothing bad or anything, and not that anything else is bad. I don't know why I just said bad, and it's not bad.
You got some hang-ups, I think.
But yeah, we're gonna do that. It scares the Jesus out of me. And all of a sudden I hear like rustling, like someone's opening up like a Snickers bar or something. Mm-hmm. Like, could have been anything, but I related it to a Snickers bar. And I was like, oh, nougat. And so I was like, oh my God. I'm like, is your roommate here? Like, is your roommate here? Because I sort of felt eyes on me. Like, do you ever feel eyes on you? I kind of felt that.
Oh, yeah.
I look over. His roommate is like this, like with a Snickers bar. It wasn't a Snickers bar, but whatever it was. And I was like, oh my God, this is really weird. And he's like, don't worry about it. Bobby's blind.
Oh!
And I was like, all right.
Did he know?
I feel like he knew. It was so weird, though, because he was sitting in the dark.
Oh.
And he did have a cane. And he was sitting in the dark, though, and I was like, oh, my God. And to this day, I'm still kind of like, why was he on spring break? I mean, no offense, he can go on spring break. Like, he can totally
go. But he doesn't have to go to the beach. Like, he could just be, like, in a cornfield.
It was very strange. What is Bobby doing?
Well,
I'm on a Snickers bar.
That guy turned out to be Jeff Healey from the Jeff Healey Band, which is just a crazy coincidence.
I have here on that spring break, you got your clit pierced.
That's just in your imagination, Mark.
Oh, that was Sean Donnelly.
You gotta skip
that
for
now.
Oh, sorry.
Next
section. Huge clit. Huge clit on that guy.
That's why I'm so happy all the time. You would be too. You would all be happy if you had a giant clitoris.
It's like a speed bag.
Just work the jabs.
This interested me. The Adam and Eve Masturbating Experience.
Which, by the way, is a great band name. The Adam and Eve Masturbating Experience. Anyway, what's that about?
This was a hoot. So, when I first moved to New York, I didn't know anybody. And all I had was the room that I was renting, and it was like $500. It doesn't really even matter. I'm just doing a lot of backstory. And there was a gigantic window. And every night I would just sit. I didn't have any friends. I didn't know anyone, you know. And you cut to me last night. I was doing the same thing. No, I'm just kidding. And I was looking, and I see this woman who's naked, and her blinds are up. And I could see her walk to her refrigerator, take out an apple, and then she sits on the couch. And then her boyfriend, I assume it's her boyfriend, it could have been her dad or her brother, I have no idea, but I'm assuming it's her boyfriend, he gets up, he's naked, walks over to the refrigerator, takes out an apple, comes back. Huh. They both start eating the apple and masturbating each other. Not each other, like to
so
themselves. They masturbate.
Left hand to apple.
Right.
Right hand. Masturbating like if you was you.
Right.
And then there what he's like.
No, you were yourself and you were eating an apple and then you were doing yourself.
Oh, okay. They were both eating apples.
They were both eating apples and both masturbating and looking at each other. So this went on. It was so weird because like I was like, I mean, I'd be like, rrr, now, but like back then, I was like, oh my God. Like I was like, ugh, like New York is crazy, you know. I was like, oh my God. So the next night, it happened again. And their blinds were up. And I was like, oh, I want to be funny because, you know, I'm gonna be a comedian. And I was like, I'm funny. So it happened three nights in a row. And then, like, I don't know, the third night or another night, I go into the kitchen and I get a banana. And I stand by the window.
To show that your affinity for them?
Right, because I wanted them to be like, ding-a-ling-ling, I see you.
Partners in fruit.
Yeah. And I went like this.
Were you
they didn't wave or anything.
Were you naked?
No, and okay. I wasn't, you know, doing anything. And
so you were just waving a banana at them, thinking they would get it, thinking they'd be, oh, she's one of us.
But I'll tell you something, I should drop dead if I'm lying. They had shades the next day. Isn't that funny?
So you went too far.
Right. I know, I was the one that made them get shades.
Wow.
Bananas, maybe it was the banana.
I know.
Like a gold apple, everyone knows that.
It must be my eyes bleed though, I couldn't.
Were they attractive people?
She was not. She looked like Eve. I'm not kidding.
Really?
She had like long hair. It was almost like, you know when those people are like, wow, saw something like spiritual. Sometimes I think to myself, well, never, but maybe once I thought, like, wow, maybe that's, you know, it was like a sign.
Maybe they really were out of
the Yeah, movie. I don't know.
Wow.
Or they could have just been two creeps masturbating. That possibility also. Is it masturbating when you're doing it to someone else?
No, they were doing it to themselves.
To themselves.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just clearing it up.
You ever masturbated in front of another person?
Yeah, some. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, that's not like one of my favorite things to do, but I think I've done it before.
I can't picture that.
It was back in my discovery phase, I think.
Oh, yeah? With a lady?
Yeah, with a lady.
You never did it with the sleepover? You take that corner, I'll take this one? You know?
Why do you ask, Mark?
Who hasn't done that?
Who hasn't done that? Anyone here who hasn't done that?
Oh, come on. Half of you were lying.
At camp one time, I wasn't involved. But there was like two kids who seemed to be more advanced than some of the others, and they had an erection contest.
Wow, what did they hang stuff? Like weights?
No, I think they just like kind of like, it sounds pretty gay in retrospect. They lied down and like, you know, got a hard on and measured their dick, and someone was a judge of some sort. You know? It's like, the old traditional camp experimentation, which I wasn't involved in, because even then I was like, I'm ashamed of this. I'm ashamed. But I wanted to know what was going on.
I don't know. All right. Back to the guest here. Did you once date a guy after you dumped him, threaten to blow his brains out?
What
happened there?
You're not Puerto Rican, are you?
Crazy. No.
Maybe there's a connection here.
So, oh God, this guy, I feel terrible, but he had so many crazy, crazy little adventures. Like, he had narcolepsy where he would fall asleep at any random time, but proceeded to drive me everywhere. So, like, we were driving somewhere on a road at night, and he fell asleep, and I woke up to, like, the sound of, like, ooh, like he was going off the road, and I was like, ah, like, get up. So, like, I always had to be on call all the time for this guy. And, like, he would just do, like, really weird things.
Sounds like a great boyfriend.
Yeah, he was amazing. Yeah. He really was. He was always called. And he would, like, always give me the thumbs up, and he would come to meet me. He would be like, hey. You know, and I was like, well, he seems nice enough. You know, what am I doing? I'm single. I'm going to not date him. I'm like, hey. So that was all fine and good. And then we broke up because I brought him cookies or something, like I made cookies for him, and he was gonna light a fire, and he put gasoline in the fireplace, like not gasoline, you know what you do with the grill, the lighter fluid, and then lit a match, and it was like poof, like this big burst of fire came out, and all the pillows on the couch caught on fire.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm gonna get out of here before this guy falls asleep, like this is a big deal, you know. So I'm like, the fire finally goes out, and I'm like, I have to break up with this guy. He's going to kill me. And so he came to my house, and I was like, we have to break up. And he was like, but I was going to go take you to see, like, the choir, this, like, boys' choir. I'm like, well, we can't do it. I'm sorry. So he's, like, really upset because he bought these. I know the story's going on for, like, 8 years. But anyway, so I call him just to make sure he's okay. And I was like, how are you? And he's like, actually, I'm doing pretty well. I'm like, well, that's really great. Like, good for you, you know? And then I said, what are you going to do today? He's like, oh, I don't know. He's like, probably go grocery shopping, might get some shampoo, blow my brains out. I was like, oh, my God. Like, what kind of shampoo? Like, trying to change it. But and I don't know. It was the last time I talked to him.
Well, he probably fell asleep before he got the
gas. Yeah.
And that was good of you to just kind of bail out and never talk to him again. I think that's the... If anyone ever threatens suicide, run away and never talk to them again. It's really the recommended course of action.
All right.
Ah, God, gotta love that kid. Cantina. Wow, who knew? Something every day in this city, you know? She could see the neighbors, and then she tried with the banana. She tried to help out, but it's amazing how that threw them off, you know? They're masturbating with apples every day, but she pulls out a banana, and they're like, whoa, what a freak!
They weren't very flexible on the fruit.
No, apparently not.
You think some people are open-minded.
I know, you'd think they would see that and be like, oh, thank God someone else does this with fruit, but they turned away.
In New York, they're probably worried about copywriting their idea.
Well, that's New York for you.
Gotta mail the idea to themselves so that there's proof of origination.
What do they call that, the original patent?
People do that.
That's a good move.
Mail stuff to myself just because I like to get mail.
Who doesn't love a package?
I was like, oh, what did I send me?
I used to have this old thing about how it must be bittersweet for a UPS guy to get a package. It never did well.
That's funny.
It never did well.
What's wrong with people?
I know.
Too much sympathy for these UPS guys. They wear shorts all day. Like, they have it so bad.
Yeah.
Good bennies, I hear. Like, shorts, bennies, what do you want?
You know, like, hey, I got a package. Wait. I'm just getting off work. I'm not touching that.
Well, all right. I didn't know you were going there with it. Take it all back.
Where'd you think that was going?
Oh, I was hoping for gold. It was more like copper. But, we have to, you know, first off, we had two other guests on this podcast.
Yeah.
On the actual show. MC Napkins from Boston, who just ripped it up. A song-based act. We didn't actually get a chance to interview him. But, great.
Brilliant.
Terrific comic. Comedic songs, hip hop, very intelligent, funny guy.
He's from
Boston, comes down to New York. Check him out if you get a chance. Also, Luke Cunningham, we had a technical fallout with the equipment, which is too bad because he had a great set, great interview, really opened up. And so I wish we kind
of
had it, but Luke did a great job. So check out Luke Cunningham. And thanks to everyone for doing it. And we got anything else?
We're on February 20th. Hopefully you can come out. We got a hot show.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And thanks so much for listening to this stuff. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.